The Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art presents Viva Galhotra, Metropia, October 26th through February 10th, 2013. Indian artist Viva Galhotra utilizes both abstract forms and images of the urban metropolis to address the radically shifting topography of India under the impact of globalization and growth. She sees herself as being part of the restructuring of culture, society, and geography of New Delhi and the world. So wrote SICA curator of contemporary art, Stephen Maticio. He recently spoke with Viva on the phone for the first time from WFTD's recording studio. What was that process like, getting a chance to speak with her, obviously not face-to-face in this case, she's in New Delhi, but over the phone and kind of peek behind the scenes with her and her art?
It was such a pleasure to speak with Viva, sort of using your radio show as a platform, because I think that the entire process, and this is often something that the public doesn't have access to, and yet I wish they did, because every exhibition that I curate very much is a discovery. It's sort of a dialogue that happens in multiple pieces and multiple facets. And so when I'm first introduced to an artist, it's often through a book or a couple of images, and I continue to do detective work and find out more and more. And then as I do research, I'm sort of getting a more well-rounded picture of what that work is about and really what that artist is about. And so to have this opportunity, we haven't yet met in person. We've had just very brief email conversations. To have that dialogue with her through this radio station was really enlightening for me. I learned a lot more about her work and very much how she communicates and speaks and lives her work. And so for that, and I'm glad that our listeners might have an opportunity to get a little bit of that, because that was very much in process. You know, we didn't rehearse any of that or choreograph those questions. It just sort of flows out of, and I think she talked about her work as a seed or a catalyst for conversation. And I think that you saw that sort of in process right now.
You covered a lot of topics, and it was neat to be a fly on the wall too, to hit that back and forth with your, yeah, your knowledge base. What initially drew you to Viva's work, and then specifically, I mean, you went from the whimsy in her very, you know, otherwise serious environmental awareness sort of work, or urbanization work, to feminism, and covered a whole bunch of terrain. Did your perceptions change along the way at all from your initial attraction to work, or just alter at all?
That's a great question. I think the title of the show itself is sort of a wordplay, in that it's this fusion of utopia, dystopia, and metropolis, and sort of how all those three things sort of come together in her work, because she's looking at this massive, very rapid industrialization and urbanization of New Delhi through both dystopian as well as utopian lenses. So it's this lament of environment, of community, of all these things that happen when huge size skyscrapers and industry come in. And yet I think what came out of the interview was that she sees this rebirth happening as well. It's not just all about, well, now we're setting down on a path and it's all hell and brimstone. It's sort of this idea of, well, some of the skeletons that are happening, some of the casualties along the way, there are new seedlings growing. There are new algae forms starting to sort of congeal upon those ruins. And what will happen? What will come out of that? She talks about the veils and this idea of sort of layering over our eyes and seeing the world anew. And I think it's as much about physical, tangible growth as well as the growth of consciousness in our head and how we'll approach these new developments.
Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art, curator of contemporary art, Stephen Maticio. Viva Galhotra, Metropia, will be shown at SICA, opening on October 26th, and it'll remain on display through February 10th, 2013. The exhibit is free, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. You can hear Stephen's complete phone interview with Viva this Friday at 1 o'clock. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.